Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey there, thanks for joining us today for From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. My name is Amanda, and I am here with Tim, and he is going to share with you a great conversation he had this week with one of the top economic developers.
That's right, Amanda. I had the opportunity to talk to Chris Camacho. He's president and chief executive officer of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council. Now, Chris spent many years as executive vice president of business development in that same organization. He oversaw business development efforts, and he really did a lot of work around energy and technology to help the Greater Phoenix area. He is now leading that effort, and he manages both the domestic and international strategies to grow a more diverse economy in Phoenix. I will tell you that he also serves as president of the Arizona Association of Economic Development, so the statewide organization, and has also received the high distinction of being Economic Developer of the Year. Chris brings energy and passion and expertise to this conversation. I had a great time talking with him. I hope you'll sit back and enjoy. Chris, congratulations for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. I want to dive right into the conversation with you. What's one thing everyone should know about you?
Well, one thing everyone should know about me is I've been to a number of places around the world, and I'd say one of the most unique opportunities I've ever had was to visit with the Department of Defense. I had the opportunity to go to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, about 10 years ago. And although I was not held there, I did get to visit and learn a lot.
I am certain that was an amazing trip with a lot of learning, and we're going to hopefully hear from you, maybe some lessons you learned from that trip. I want to start kind of with the end in mind. How do you define success as a leader and then also for your organization? What does success mean?
Well, success to me means that you're a change agent in your market, and you know, you have your board-led quantitative measures, but when I look back at my legacy in the Phoenix area, I'm going to be very heavily focused on whether or not I impacted change and cultivated the right type of team that ultimately led to better outcomes for our community, higher wage jobs, a more diverse economic base, and a better community for our citizens. And so that's how I measure success, is both quantitatively, but also in the immeasurables, where we look at the kind of influence that we had in a market while we were there.
Absolutely. Tell us about this team you just referred to. Tell us about the team you built and the types of qualities that team brings to the community.
Sure. So I've spent 7 years as the executive vice president till about 6 months ago. I was elevated to the president CEO role upon Barry Broom's departure to California. Sure. And one thing that he and I really focused on over the time that we spent together was bringing in the right type of people that are socially conscious, civically minded, dedicated to the mission of the organization, that expect excellence and are really here for our communities at the end of the day. And if we're out advising on how to create a diverse economic base, advising on the right type of economic policies, and having a very diverse set of individuals that undertake this work, I think that's where organizations are going to be more successful. And so we've really attempted to build a team, young and old and inexperienced to experienced across
sure.
different disciplines. But the people that we bring in, whether they're marketing or communications or policy or tax, or competitiveness, their backgrounds all mesh together with one goal in mind, and that's to impact change.
Absolutely. And we know you've built a great team there, and you all are doing some amazing work. Obviously, as an economic developer and a leader of such an important and impactful organization in your area, we know you see a lot of data and a lot of information. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's going on with companies and people and poverty and all those issues. What keeps you up?
Well, the simple answer is my kids.
Yeah.
The kids that keep me up at night.
But I know about that too.
The intensity around the need to diversify and really diversify the job base for all is going to be critically important. And really focusing on exports and base industries and creating intentional strategies that really move the market position as opposed to just letting it happen. Letting it happen should be the additive model as part of a growth effort, but it shouldn't be the only driver of your economy. And therefore, we're really focused on creating additional advanced-based industries that have export characteristics and really focusing on how we connect our emerging technology platforms so that these companies can really go to scale and then ultimately create jobs that coincide with these companies going to scale.
Absolutely. Another question for you. When you think about your history and the work you've done, the projects you've done, they say we often learn more from our failures than our successes. Tell us about a project or deal that fell through and what you learned from it.
Sure. So I'd say the most notable project in my mind is we worked with a thin film cadmium tellurium company called First Solar, which is a well-known public solar company headquartered here. And they were considering a major fab in the U.S. and have two fabs overseas. This was probably 5 years ago. As the company laid out its plans to build 1.6 million square feet, and ultimately I think it was a $500 million investment with four different phases, lots of jobs, thousands of jobs. And ultimately, as the first phase got moved forward, which we were the deep architects of all the public policy that had enabled that project to move forward along with our partners at the state and the city, the solar market overall eroded, and ultimately there wasn't the demand to move forward with the project. So here we are with a 1.1 million square foot industrial fab, $400 million expended, and no one to occupy the space. And so what I learned from that was, even though we spent a considerable amount of work putting the deal together, what we ended up with ultimately was Apple with their global command center, because we had the existing asset with all the infrastructure from Salt River Project, all of the infrastructure at the local level with the city of Mesa and the state support. We were able to provide a turnkey platform for Apple to come in and build out their global command center. So with every project that fails, in this case, we were fortunate that there was a big upside in having another major corporation move into the marketplace.
Absolutely. And that's the magic of turning failure into success, right?
Yeah, and I would say on that front, what I learned from that deeply was all of the programs that we had researched and then advocated for in regards to public policy, where they were 100% performance-based. And so none of the public dollars were expended to support the project. It was 100% performance-based. So we were in a good position that we hadn't spent any of the public funds, and then we could obviously conserve those for future projects.
No question about it. What is one lesson in leadership that you've experienced that you think everyone could learn from?
I would say being a lifelong learner is absolutely critical in our discipline, in that the world's constantly changing, global markets are evolving, technology platforms are increasing, and one has to be a student of our discipline every day.
Sure.
So when I come to the office, I might be dealing with complex finance issues to different industry growth strategies to public policy aspects that I have or haven't seen before. And so I think continuous learning is going to be absolutely necessary for our field.
One final question for you today. As you look into the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on, knowing what you know about the challenges we face today and the opportunities that are coming our way?
That's a big question. I think just to break it down, I would say the one thing we need to be focused on is really an intentional strategy to diversify your economic base, and that needs to be led at the regional level. And I've seen that the federal government, in terms of its resources, has really curbed their funding to states, and ultimately states, in most respects, due to differing budget positions, have had to curb their support of the regional strategies. And so what we're finding is that regions can ultimately define their future, and that's where a lot of the work's happening. So we have 22 mayors that work together in this marketplace. So across the 4.5 million people, 22 mayors that work in sync on the economy, and really organizing them around strategies that help the urban environment, strategies that help the peripheral environment, and then again, kind of overarching, ensuring that you have the right focus on how to support your SMEs to export. How do you ensure that you're connecting your current base industry to new applied research capabilities at the universities and outside the university systems? That's the future of our industry as I see it. So we're heavily focused on creating a sustainable economy around diverse industry strategies. And that's where I think each of our leaders in this discipline should be focused.
Absolutely. Well, I don't disagree with you one bit, and I truly appreciate and we celebrate with you being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. Thank you for taking the time today, and we look forward to continuing to watch you do your great work moving forward.
Great. Thank you very much for the time today.
Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.